We've been talking for years about how divided the country is in political thought. The talk got especially acute after the presidential election of 2016. Many voices are heard many times commenting on the situation. Any one of thousands of politicians and pundits comment with regularity upon it. A project that started early in the Trump administration took a different approach, talking to people, just plain people, several times. It grew into a documentary called 2 Years, Diaries of a Divided Nation, that drew so much attention, we'll get 2 more years. 2 guests join us. John Facile is the lead producer, a journalist and filmmaker, and he joins us by phone. Hi, John.
Hi.
Jesse Dukes is with us as well. He's a producer at WBEZ Chicago, which started the original operation. Jesse, it was called the Trump Diaries in its founding, is that right?
Yeah, that's what we called it. It was sort of a default name. I'm not sure we always loved that name, but that's sort of what we called it, and we seem to have stuck with that. And it seems to sum up the basic idea reasonably well. Although, as you pointed out, the actual documentary we produced has a different name.
So, what did you set out to do with the original Trump Diaries?
The original idea, I mean, you summed it up pretty well in your intro. I think it came about shortly after the election, which I have to admit I was pretty surprised by the outcome.
Just you.
I thought that Trump was an unusual presidential candidate. It seemed like early on he was a pretty marginal candidate, not even particularly popular among Republicans, and then slowly but surely he became increasingly mainstream, increasingly viable. And I was really fascinated by sort of how that had happened and how I personally, and it seemed like a lot of us, missed what was going on in a lot of the country such that he became a viable candidate in a lot of people's minds. And I remember thinking, like, I wish that I had talked to people starting, I don't know, over an 18-month period and documented that change in voters where he goes from being a sort of marginal, fringe, almost clownish figure to someone who's mainstream and is the Republican's candidate and, you know, by golly, wins the election. And, you know, we hadn't documented anybody like that in kind of a longitudinal way. And so our thought was, well, we can't go back in time and do that, but maybe we should start doing that now because this promises to be an unusual presidency. So that was the basic idea, and we kind of set out trying to get some advice about what kinds of people we should be talking to. We recruited some collaborators, and then we just started doing interviews.
How did you find people, and what was the process with them?
You know, the process was I wrote everybody I could think of who works in documentary or radio or journalism or audio and said, do you think this is a good idea? Do you want to collaborate on this? And also, if you don't want to collaborate, who do you think we should be talking to? A, like, what kinds of people should we be talking to? What categories of people? And also, do you have any suggestions? And so we got something like 100 responses back. I remember John early on compiled those responses. I actually went back and found the old doc when we did this. And so we had these categories of types of people we were looking for, and we had some leads. And then the people who wanted to collaborate, at that point, everybody was just volunteering their time. We thought it would be a neat idea. Just kind of set about trying to find people who fit the bill. And, you know, we came up with a list of maybe 20 or 25 people early on, and we started reaching out. And some of those people stuck with it, and we stuck with them. Other people dropped out either because they weren't into what we were doing or because the producer who had been volunteering to work with them couldn't keep that up. So, but that got us going and got us to the point, you know, where we were able to produce the documentary that came out earlier this year.
So, John, talk about how the what was originally a podcast idea morphed into 2 years, Diaries of a Divided Nation.
Well, we were approached by KCRW late in summer 2018. They were interested in our project. We'd actually produced a pilot that hasn't been released for like a full series podcast, and it was about the friendship between two of our characters, Derek and Angel, who are on opposite ends of the political spectrum, and it was about how they maintain their friendship. So KCRW heard that, and we were trying to think of, you know, what's the best thing we could do with the tape? And, you know, during that time, I had started going back through the tape we'd gathered, and just it had taken on a new resonance. I think in 2017, by the end of 2017, I think the general mood was one of fatigue. People Didn't want to, you know, rehash everything that just happened. 2017 being a very tumultuous year in particular, with Charlottesville and you know, all other kinds of political scandal. But you know, a year out from that, and 2 years out from the election, there was the time capsule effect that we'd hoped for when we started the project. That was starting to become apparent. It was like interesting to hear people's thoughts from 2016, from early 2017, and then we'd gathered enough tape that you could actually hear the change in people's lives. So I started kind of messing with that and combining different characters in different ways and juxtaposing them. And ultimately, we realized we could do, instead of a podcast series, we could do a really interesting sort of sound-rich documentary, just using the tape that we gathered from our characters and by going back and doing some re-interviewing. And I think the piece that you hear is very special and unique. I mean, there's no narration. It's just the voices of these people kind of weaving in and out. KCRW was the perfect partner to help us execute that.
Project, again, is called 2 Years, Diaries of a Divided Nation. Started with the Trump Diaries at WBEZ. Jesse Dukes was involved in the beginning of that process. John Facile is the lead producer of 2 Years. You can join us on the Jefferson Exchange with questions and comments. 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. John, I heard you on The Takeaway, which, by the way, airs right after this program. You said you're aware that listeners want to hear that people change their minds. Jesse mentioned this as longitudinal. Did any over the 2 years that you talked to them?
That's a difficult question to answer. I think that we observed some of our characters who voted for Trump finding themselves challenged in their beliefs and flexing a little bit. Clinton, for instance. Oh, I'm sorry, Adam. Who is the person who the conservative in Texas, who's married to a liberal woman, and we kind of document their marriage in the piece. I think his enthusiasm for some of Trump's policies dimmed as the 2 years went on. I think most notably, and this gets a lot of people's attention in the piece, I was talking to this woman in Maine, Marjorie, who voted for Trump after voting for Obama twice. And, you know, for the first 10 months of the Trump presidency, she was just kind of bopping along, was generally supportive, a bit frustrated at some of his rhetoric, but pretty pleased overall. And then the Me Too movement happened, the Harvey Weinstein scandal broke. And Marjorie recalled an incident in her teenage years when she'd been violently sexually assaulted. And this was a really deep revelation for her, and reoriented how she saw her life, how she saw the world. And at one point, she told me that because she connected the idea of sexual assault to the president, that she can no longer support him. Now, Marjorie ended up it kind of blew my mind when that happened, to be on the other end of the phone hearing that after talking to this person for like a year and a half. Mm-hmm. And she's, you know, but Marjorie kind of walked that back. She ended up, you know, in 2018 being really pleased. She was really pleased with the tax plan. She's pleased with how the economy's going. I don't know for sure if she will vote for Trump again, but she sort of came back almost to where she was in 2016 after this stunning revelation.
Jesse Dukes, I keep coming back to the term longitudinal. I think it was well used by you. The idea that you get to visit with people again and again. I mean, you've done audio clearly for a long time. How unusual is that in your process that you get to visit with people multiple times?
It's not unheard of, but it doesn't happen all that often. I think in the way that most journalists and audio producers work. You know, I'm a big fan of the work of Joe Richman in Radio Diaries, and he'll sometimes spend 2 or 3 or 4 years with the same person, and you'll hear that person evolving over time. Another one of my heroes, John Bewin, had a great series of recordings with his children as they grew up, so you hear them, you know, as 3-year-olds and 5-year-olds and 7-year-olds and 12-year-olds, et cetera. And I mean, and I think actually John and I were both big fans of the film Boyhood that came out a few years ago, too.
Yeah.
And of course, there's the great British documentary film series, the Up series, you know, which checks in with the characters every 7 years. So all of those were inspirations. It doesn't happen a lot in the radio world. It's certainly, you know, people who are working sort of in the kind of organization I work for, WBEZ, which is mostly news oriented. I think we miss a lot of opportunities sometimes to just call somebody back after 3 months, after a story, and see what happens. You know, most of the time we're working on pretty short deadline. We're trying to get something done. We don't necessarily have time to spend 3 years working on the same story.
Right.
But I do think they're one of the things this has showed us is the value of follow-ups. And actually, going forward, one of the things we've asked, we have a little bit of funding now because of our partnership with KCRW, and we've asked people to pitch us ideas, and we have seen a lot of reporters who've expressed an interest in following up with somebody they may have done a 3-minute, you know, audio story on a year ago or 6 months ago or something like that. So that's kind of exciting. One thing I also want to clarify is our project was never actually affiliated with WBEZ.
Okay.
So I work here, but I've been doing the project as a volunteer. WBEZ has been supportive and friendly, but hasn't been formally involved.
Okay, thanks for making that clear. In addition to the technique, what about the passion you were hearing from people, Jesse? I mean, did people really, really cut loose, particularly once they'd gotten to know the people who were interviewing them? After a time?
You know, I think I'd like to throw that question to John, because he did more interviews and also worked a little bit more closely with the reporters who were doing the interviews.
It's a great feeling to build a relationship with somebody and have them trust you and open up to you and talk to you. You know, just speaking from my own experience with Marjorie, you know, this documentary is over, but I still talk to her sometimes. Yeah,
and did she become more open to you over time?
Yes, I would say so. We're able to get an intimacy with the people who choose to participate in our pieces that I don't think a lot of other journalists are able to capture who haven't spent as much time talking to their characters, their subjects.
We're talking to John Facile and Jesse Dukes here on the Jefferson Exchange, producers on 2 years, Diaries of a Divided Nation, which came out of a podcast series created originally called The Trump Diaries. It aired across the country. KCRW puts it out. There's some news to come as well. Questions and comments from you, welcome at 800-838-3760 by phone, by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So where do things go from here? You got funding to do more, John? Is that right?
Yeah, we're currently producing the second installment of this documentary series, which will air early next year, and a third one in 2021, and we'll keep producing it as long as we're able to. I think, you know, regardless of who's in the White House, the most consequential field for any presidency is actually in the lives of ordinary people in America. And I think it's interesting to study those lives and to sort of take the psychological, emotional temperature of our country over time. We hope to continue doing that as long as we can.
So Jesse Dukes, you mentioned the not being able to go back in time and get the feelings that people had coming up to the election of 2016. So can I presume you're gonna take a view of what the field looks like and the feelings about it coming up to the election of 2020?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the election is going to be a really important event and marker in the storytelling we're doing going forward. And I mean, even the people, you know, you heard John talking about Marjorie. It's really interesting, and it's unclear how she's going to vote. So there are a lot of fence sitters we've identified. We've also we're making an effort to recruit some new characters, partly because of some weaknesses we identified. You know, I was, as I mentioned, as we started up, we were everybody was volunteering our time. We were all pretty busy, and so there were some holes, both in terms of diverse representation and also certain types of communities and job types that we weren't able to get. So we are going to be focusing on the election, on the primaries. We're also going, I think, to try to find some of the people who work in industries that are directly affected by some of the president's policies, and also try to find a more diverse group of people than in the original group that you heard in the 2 years documentary.
Well, I was going to ask if you were trying to be scientific or otherwise somewhat representational of the body politic in choosing the people.
Yes, but it's always, scientific might be too strong of a word. I think that we think in terms of geographical diversity. Mm-hmm. We think right now the country, you know, roughly half the voters in the country voted for Trump, you know, and so it seems like, in terms of polling, maybe his support right now is more like in the 40%, but roughly half of the country seems to support Trump right now, and roughly half of the country doesn't. So we're aiming for a similar ratio. We're trying to be geographically diverse. We're trying to be ethnically diverse. And we're also trying to think through maybe not so much the diversity of the body politic, but people who are in a position to have some direct stake in particular policies that are either being implemented or argued about or contested right now, like, say, abortion rights, you know, with the two most recent Supreme Court appointees. I think we might see some changes into the status of abortion rights. And so we're trying to find people on multiple sides of that particular debate. So that's an example. We're trying to identify things like that seem relevant in the body politic, and then find people who represent multiple points of view and have different kinds of things at stake.
John Fasile, the people who listened to 2 years Diaries of a Divided Nation, what was the most common thing they said that they got from it?
Oh, that's an interesting question. We're hoping to do some more community engagement around the piece. People were really impressed with it, and you know, commented, as I said earlier, that it doesn't sound like a lot of other stuff that's on the radio. And so we got a lot of glowing feedback. There were some people who had hoped for more diversity, both in terms of the characters we present and in terms of viewpoint. I think, you know, ultimately why we chose these six characters featured in the documentary is because they have the most compelling stories that we felt spoke to the broadest range of issues that we could achieve. It's not a perfect sample by any means, nor is it meant to be.
Mm-hmm. Okay. But more people to talk to and more to find out as we head off to the next. Will there be one each year, you said, in 2020 and 2021?
There will be one each year, yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. 2 years, Diaries of a Divided Nation, John Fasile and Jesse Dukes. Thank you so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange.